Welcome to Land Yap. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News Director, and joining me today, Kathy Earhart-Webb with CA Studios. Kathy, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. A lot of great things going on with CA Studios.
Oh, yeah.
And, speaking of which, upcoming auditions for Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore.
Yes, yes. It's so exciting to get to do that piece. I have never directed that piece of music, and you know I have loved it since I was in elementary school. I won't tell you how long ago that was, but it was in the 60s.
I was thinking 10, maybe 15 years
ago. Thank you, Bob. You're my new best friend. But anyway, when I was led, I served a term as off. And so many people who are like maybe baby boomers or later will understand that piece of music. We sang it in elementary school, and I've been in love with the piece ever since.
Yeah.
And CA Studio auditions for it are on March 18th and 19th at Northminster Church on the corner of Lammy Lane and Loop Road. And so we'll be doing that from 4 to 6 p.m. And I can't leave out my dear friend Sand Lawn, who is a well-known name. He is a Broadway veteran of many years, and he loves to work with kids and has worked many times on projects that we've done together.
Good deal. Give us a little overview of HMS Pinafore. Of course, you got Josephine. You have Ralph, lead characters. and a comic opera, so that's...
Oh, my. And what's so funny is the very title, Her Majesty's Ship... Pinafore, which, you know, can't be very dangerous. And,
right.
Of course, they, in true Gilbert and Sullivan style, they sing about, you know, our lives are so wonderful and our lives are so great. And we, you know, we're here on the Royal Navy and all that stuff. There's a kind of a little mystery about who is who, and can an ordinary sailor really aspire to love a lady, you know, Josephine, and then the captain and Little Buttercup,
yeah.
Who is not really that little, but is a mystery in herself. So all of that to not give the end away, but you know that if it's Gilbert and Sullivan, it's going to be very beautiful music and a fun time. So that's a lot about HMS Pinafore.
Another project you have coming up, Mother Goose and Friends.
Yes. I'll leave you to guess who Mother Goose is going to be. Honk, honk. Anyway, in Mother Goose and Friends is kind of aimed at the people who maybe like to act rather than sing. HMS Pinafore is for singer actors, and Mother Goose and Friends is for actor singers. and, you know, Mother Goose has never been this modern, maybe, but we're going to play Mother Goose at the request of Clay Robertson, who is the director of the West Carroll Parish Libraries. Clay is such a great friend of mine and has taken so many projects from the studio for his school students, and at sponsorship of the library, that I really wanted to develop something for little ones. And so there's going to be nursery rhymes and familiar stories and hopefully some puppetry in the show. And we're going to play that at the end of April. I forgot to mention, excuse me, I'm babbling on this morning, but HMS Pinafore is actually going to play a couple of publics and maybe one school show in May.
Oh, okay.
Two cast. Count them.
Oh, wow.
I hope, you know. And then we are touring HMS Pinafore with the Ouachita Parish Libraries the second week in June for their summer reading program. So thank you to them for supporting the arts.
Lots of fun with those being involved with HMS Pinafore, because it's challenging and rewarding at the same time. As you mentioned, you get to deliver a little comedic line, but also you have the singing as well.
Yes, and you know, since I remember that piece from when I was 10 years old, in Mansfield Elementary, I believe that young people will get to know that music and then love it even more when they get to be adults. That's the reason for doing difficult works with kids in a way that they can approach, of course. So building love for the arts in the future.
Speaking with Kathy Earhart-Webb with CA Studios, and big event coming up this week.
We are so classy. We're so classy here. We're having a garage sale for the arts.
You're running this. You're running things down, aren't you? I could tell by you're off and running this morning that you've got a lot on your list to do list this week.
Running, Bob. But when your little one gets to be, you know, 5 and 6 years old, we want to be here for CA Studio and
there
offer special guest artists for your little one to come and see. Congratulations, by the way. And this garage sale for the arts, CA Studio and a dear friend, we're having a multifamily garage sale. And you may donate items of great value by calling 355-8891. That's the studio hotline. So if you have items of great value to donate to our garage sale for the arts, you know, we may be able to manage to come pick them up. We do not have a team of heavy duty muscle people, but we can try. And then you can deliver them by finding out an address at 355-8891.
And what's in store with summer workshops? Got some good stuff.
I'm so excited about summer workshops. The Children's Museum, the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum, a wonderful place for children, and CA Studio collaborates. And in that back room theater, rehearsal space and theater, really, we're going to have a number of summer workshops beginning in June, first week in June, for ages 5 through 10. Mm-hmm. And then just a number of summer workshops. Then our film camp, our third annual film camp for ages 10 through 15, or, you know, we stretch it to 18. 2-week experience the end of July and the first week in August, and there will be special guest artists involved with that.
All right, good deal. And looking ahead, fall lineup, Alice in Wonderland and Hamlet on the way.
Oh, yeah, Hamlet. You know you want to be the king.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Kathy, thank you for joining us today. And a number that they can find out more information about these upcoming auditions and the lineup in the world.
355-8891.
All right, Kathy Earhart-Webb, CA Studios, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.